You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Blind and partially sighted people have an opportunity to get involved in neuroscience research conducted at Goldsmiths University of London. Joining us now to tell us a little bit more about this research and what they're looking for from participants is Dr. Sonia Abad-Hernando, postdoctoral researcher with the Department of Psychology at Goldsmiths. It is so lovely speaking with you today, Sonia.
Thank you. Very lovely to be here as well.
Well, tell us a bit about the research. What are you looking to do?
So this research is part of early career award that I got this year, and it funded me to do this experiment and start doing a bit more research that entails visually impaired population. The research itself is trying to understand how we perceive signals from our own body. So this is more or less new field in perception in neuroscience, and it's called interoception. So it's what we perceive from inside our body instead of the classical view on perception, which is all about external signals, right? Like vision and touch and auditory processing. I wanted to research a bit more what can we understand from processing your own internal signals. This research, it's interested in the link between interoception, so how do we perceive signals from our own body, and how does that relate or affect in general emotional processing, but you know, as a wider aspect of processing your own signals. It's not only physical body signals, but also emotional. There are different studies pointing to a higher prevalence of perhaps like anxiety or depression or like emotional disorders in people with visual impairments. So I thought it would be not just interesting from the science, but it perhaps might have a very good impact for this population in particular. In this particular study, I have two of my collaborators that are also my own friends. One is visually impaired himself. He just finished a PhD. And the other one has a lot of experience working with visually impaired populations, both on a national and international level. So I thought that together we could try to push forward the limits of science that sometimes in a very unfair way leave out particularly important populations because they are more difficult to work with.
That's quite interesting. So I guess if I'm understanding this right, you're hoping that by putting your attention inwards into our own bodies and how I guess our heartbeat is working or how this relates to our feelings and emotions, how that impacts our overall well-being and whether that can be used to have better outcomes when it comes to mental health.
Exactly. There's not been much research in this area. There's just one study pointing towards blind population having like higher sensitivity to their body signals. This might be mediating, you know, the emotional processing that they have and why, you know, they might be triggered with more anxiety symptoms if they perhaps have an enhanced perception of their own body signals. But yeah, basically we want to look at how they process, whether it's the same, like we're doing this research is with visual impaired population, but I'm also having another control group. Yeah, I would like to see whether processing differently when it comes to your body signals, it's basically, you know, explaining part of the variability in this group or part of the problematic perhaps related to anxiety and to difficulties in emotional processing.
It all sounds really, really interesting, and I'll be really curious to see what your research finds once you finish the study. The research will take place, I believe, at Goldsmiths University of London. How many hours do you expect the participants in total to be there for on the day of the research?
So the experiment will take from 2 to 3 hours, but it depends on the needs of the participant, on the individuals, on whether they want to take more or less breaks, because they can take a break anytime. From 2 to 3 hours, it should be like everyone should have completed the stay in the university.
Fantastic. And what's the deadline for applying to take part in this study?
So the deadline to apply to take part on the study, 20th of June, because the following week would be the last. If there are people from the London area that are interested in coming to participate, we might still be able to fit them on the last week of June, the week of the 23rd of June, if they are from anywhere else in the UK. I guess the sooner the better. So we can accommodate and make sure that we can plan for it.
No worries. And you would obviously, if someone gets in touch, you can together choose a day for them to come in that works for both of you for the research throughout the month of June.
Yes,
Yeah.
obviously it has to work for both. I do have full availability for this. I think it will be mainly depending on the availability of the participant. I will be very glad if anyone wants to contact us and participate in study. I think we do have so far around 10 participants that had booked already, and we're waiting to hear from more soon. And yeah, they're filling up quickly, but yeah, I'm really looking forward to test as many people as I can. I'm trying to use this study to hopefully, if I get like a bigger grant, and then continue with this line of studies, continue with this for longer and more thoroughly.
So if we wanted to get in touch, you can help with the cover the travel expenses, but I think there's also an option to get a bit of a thank you as well.
So the travel expenses will be covered only for the visually impaired population. But for all participants, as I am also testing control population, everyone that participates in the experiments, they're usually compensated for their time. In that sense, we will compensate for their time with £30. You can come and participate. Either if you have a visual impairment or not, you're welcome to contact us and you will be compensated for your time.
Brilliant. And how do we get in touch and sign up for the study?
So I guess the easier way will be to contact me directly, so I can give my email address, sonia.abadhernando, abadhernando, at gold.ac.uk.
Well, Dr. Sonia Abad Hernando, thank you so much for talking to us about the study and good luck with it.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your time.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.